I am so sore. Gosh. I didn't know if I could even come in here and do this tonight because I am... All right, before anyone starts making any comments about me, I've been working out. So, see, look at those muscles. Look. Look at them. This is the shirt I work out in. So I haven't even changed. Hey, everybody. I'm Adam, and I am the geeky gay. And this is day, what is it? Day 17 of yay old November podcasting month. I thought I would go ahead and record this. And anyway, so first of all, I wanted to say that I had decided that I was going to start playing World of Warcraft again, which I have done in the past. And I really like fantasy. Like, I love fantasy games. Well, I love fantasy. So I love Robert Jordan is like my favorite all-time author. And his series is still going on, but he died, unfortunately, before he could finish his series. But he wrote the Wheel of Time series, which has about 12 books now, I think. And 13 or 14 are going to be the last one. But anyway, I love fantasy, but I'm not a big gamer, and I'm always really busy. And the thing World of Warcraft is beautiful. It's really beautiful. And I love playing a mage because I like to be powerful and be able to like shoot lightning bolts out of my hands, you know, and everything. And plus the cost, you know, the robes are cute. And plus my character is a blood elf and they are hot. Sometimes I will undress him all the way down to like the boxer briefs that he's wearing and just turn him around and like look at his body. I know that's horrible. I probably like hentai porn as well. You know, the porn with the... Actually, that hentai porn, they've got really big penises. I don't know if anybody has ever seen, like, the Japanese porn. But the guys always have... Of course, they have those huge eyes, you know. They always look startled, like... You know, and if you're listening to the audio, you totally didn't get my face, but it's always like, oh, and you know, then they look all startled and everything, and they make those really, they're trying to be sexual noises, but the men are always like, you know, and it's like, I do not make those noises when I'm in bed, but for some reason, I mean, they are, and I think Asian guys are hot anyway, but these are like, hot Asian, you know, muscular or skinny with these big, huge, just massive. Yeah, I'm way off topic now. But anyway, so I don't even know what I was talking about. So why was I talking about porn? Let me think. I was because I like to look at my character, right? So anyway, I decided I was going to start playing World of Warcraft and again, but it is tedious. But I find a lot of the challenges that you have to go and kill 50 pigs or kill, you know, 50 trolls or whatever and to level up. And it's so tedious to do stuff like that. But I really want to hang out with a lot of my podcasting friends. And a lot of them play World of Warcraft, and that's like the only social time that they get. So I'm going to do it, but I would just wanted to mention that I had gotten so many... I put one comment on Google Plus about World of Warcraft and how I was installing it, but it was taking forever. And I think maybe I'll get to play the game around 2013 or something like that. And I got so many responses. A guy added me, he commented on and all I said was, man, it sure is taking a long time for World of Warcraft to install. I might play by 2013. Somebody who does not have any of the same friends as me, it appears he's from Korea. He's cute, but I don't think he's gay. Maybe he is. added me to his circles and commented on it. It's really weird. I love being added by people who I don't know, you know, and getting to know new people. I love that about the internet. But sometimes I wonder, was that just random? Was he searching for World of Warcraft status updates? Or because he didn't have any of the same friends as me. So I have no idea where he found me, but he's cute. I will say that. But anyway, so what I wanted to mention, though, I'm sore because I gained 10 pounds, I swear to God, in like a week. And this is what happens to me. So I decided I've got to get back to working out and get back on my 1,500 calorie a day diet and all of that. And so I started the ab part of my routine a couple of nights ago, and I do P90X. And they should rename that. I think the P stands for punishment. It is really difficult. I don't know if any of you have ever done P90X, but it's insane. Like, a lot of people have to work out for 6 months just to get ready to start doing P90X. It's crazy. And I did the ab routine. I only did half of the ab routine. Like, the ab routine is 15 minutes long, and I did 7.5 minutes. And the funny thing is, I was okay yesterday. And then today, I'm walking like an old man. And what I mean is by that, basically, there are a lot of leg lifts and things like that in this particular ab exercise, set of exercises. And for some reason, the muscles that attach, they seem to attach my thighs to like my abs. So like right in that groin area, or to the side of the groin, kind of that Apollo's belt area, but right below it, gets sore when I do those ab exercises. And I literally can't stand up straight. It feels like I have this tight, you know, like these tight bungee cords between my stomach and my thighs that are keeping me from standing up. So I've been like crouched over all day. And I worked out earlier, but I haven't done any abs tonight. So I don't know whether I'm going to do abs, but, you know, I get so frustrated. I added back weights to my routine, but I'm so impatient, and it takes so long to see anything with weights, to see any results. So I get really impatient, and then I end up quitting. So I hope I don't quit this time. I'm going to try to stick with it and keep increasing the weights and all of that stuff. But I just wanted to kind of give you guys an update. But what I wanted to say is, even though I've gained some weight, another key to losing weight and getting and staying in shape is, no matter how badly you do, even if you have a week or two or three or a month or whatever it is where you feel like you've just totally fallen off the wagon, what you have to do is you have to get back on the wagon and just say, you know what? Okay, but I'm not giving up. The one thing I'm not going to do is I'm not going to give up. No matter how bad you do or how much you cheat, just keep that mentality that I'm not going to give up. And just like in World of Warcraft, if you don't give up, eventually you level up with weight loss and getting in shape and getting healthier. That'll work too. So I know I talked about weight loss and health 2 shows now, but I really am sore, and that's not because of doing anything with Wes. Just kidding. Wes lives in Atlanta. Anyway, if you want to contact me, GeekyGay on Google+, or email me contact@geekygay.com, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.